Blog Talk Radio.
Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac.
Yo. Welcome back to another edition of the Life Be Life podcast. Back up on the scene, I mean. I'm your host, Tony D.
And I'm your host, D to the J, back in the building like I ain't never left. Bro, what's the drilly? How you feeling, man?
Hey, it's Wednesday, man. I feel straight. Looking forward to the weekend. Hoping Lamar go ahead and go to his first Super Bowl, man. That'll be epic.
Yeah, facts. Facts. I it's hard to bet against Mahomes, man, and them Chiefs. They almost starting to get the Brady rule where you just don't bet against Brady in the playoffs. But, man, it just looks a little different this year, man. So, hey, we going to see. Hey, lifers, bro, world, look, before we even get started, man, and really get the rocking and rolling, real quick, man, I want to give bro, man, his just dues and his props. This past weekend, man, I had a family need, man. Bro hopped on the plane with me, road trip with me, you know what I'm saying? Really slung them dogs with me. So what he did in a 36-hour period, man, not too many men on this earth would do for somebody else, man. So I want to appreciate you and just give that shout out to you, man. So. Yeah.
Hey, bro, I appreciate it, man. You my dog, man, till the wheels fall off. So,
yes, sir.
There was no other place that I would rather have been, because had I known you was making that trip by yourself, I'd been sitting at the crib doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? I know you on the plane, and I would have been calling, texting, you know, just trying to make sure that you're straight. So, you know, I am my brother's keeper, man.
Yeah, so I appreciate that, man. Over 900 total miles covered, two plane trips, a man. U-Haul, and a trailer. You know what I'm saying?
We-Haul.
Yeah, we-Haul. You know what I'm saying? And in all honesty, man, I was real emotional that very next morning, man, just because of the traveling mercies and everything he was granted. You know what I'm saying? Just the stress levels was through the roof, you know, and thinking about flying and the weather and this, that, and the third, man, and even then having to drive back, and everything was just smooth, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Was just really thankful for that. So, won't take up too much more time, man. I want to kind of kick this off and kind of preface tonight's topic with this. I will start it with the word residue. Okay, so about two episodes back, had a special guest. We centered around a particular topic. In the midst of that topic of biracial children and how, you know, they have different challenges and how they're raised and which culture, we also at this point seen that there was a lot of discrimination towards them, them being forced to pick a side to relate to an ethnicity group. And so because of this bullying, some of the residue effects are they're more likely to miss, skip, or drop out of school. A small number may retaliate through extreme violence, right? So when we're thinking about all of these different situations, the Columbines and the Virginia campuses and even as of last year in Missouri, you have all these school shootings and these different things, these different acts of violence. And it's saying that from bullying, a small percentage will go to that. Okay. When we try to think about how big is bullying, direct or indirect. So everybody knows the direct part. Indirect, the rumors being spread, lies being spread, exclusion, psychological manipulation. And every 7 seconds, bro, a child is bullied. So that during that school time frame, when the school bell is in session, every 7 seconds a child is bullied, with 7 million reports yearly from public schools. That number is crazy. It's every 7 seconds. I'm going to hit y'all with a few more stats and we're going to keep it popping. 30% report being bullied. Another 30% admit to bullying others. 32% of children with internet use say that they've had to deal with cyberbullying. One of the more alarming stats, 86% of 12-year-old to 15-year-olds have experienced bullying. Wow. Bullying, I'm sorry. And finally, more than 55% of all 8-year-old through 15-year-olds think bullying is a bigger problem than drugs, racism, and HIV, AIDS in their schools. I'll say it again. More than 55% of our children from the ages of 8 years old to 15 years old think that bullying is a bigger problem than drugs, racism, and HIV, AIDS in their schools. So my question, if they know it's an issue, they experience the issue, they're telling the issue, what would it take before you, adults, parents, do something about it? Tonight's topic, bro, we're going to jump into the victim to victory, and the role starts now. So like we said, we recently talked about challenges biracial children experience, and we learned about bullying. So I wanted to kind of update about an unfortunate incident that has really caused the uproar. And it almost led us, bro, to say, you know what? Today, playing the victim is going to stop, and we're going to help lay the groundwork for this person and hopefully others as they journey to victory. So at every point, there's a pivotal stage where the incorrect decision can lead to a lifetime of something. You know what I mean? Consequences from a lack of action, jail time, debt. There's so many things. So it's almost right. Like we're at the pivotal point. So, bro, do you recall on the episode we had with biracial children and the guest that we had at that particular time, she made reference to her 4 children that are biracial, the oldest being 12 years old, and she talked about some of the bullying and the things that they were going through. You remember, you up to speed with me?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. So I get a message last week, and the message was from our special guest. As soon as I kind of even start reaching for my phone, it's just going off, going off, going off. And I'm like, man, what's taking place? So the first thing I get is a picture. The picture is of her child that was taken by some other students, and they placed them on this bullying website. So for y'all out there, Life or Land, if you don't know, almost every single school, the students, they've came up with, you know, some type of a group chat or social media. There's something to where, you know, if somebody got beat up, if somebody came to the school looking less than, you know what I'm saying, bro, this is where they would kind of make fun of him at.
Right.
So they have a picture of her on there, and it says, here's the B word. She thinks she's the blank. Her own friends don't like her. They talk blank about her behind her back. And the B can't fight, and she don't pull no blanks. So she's getting bullied every single day at school. The school is doing nothing to help her. All they're doing is telling her to ignore the bullies. So here she is last week sitting in the classroom. She's also getting bullied by boys. She's sitting in the classroom. One of the girls gets up, walks by her, and just punches her in the face for no reason. And instead of them protecting her as the victim, bro, they make her go to the office. They would not let her ride the bus home because they said she was too upset. So the pivotal point where I say we're at, bro, is you have people, parents, that are ready to tear it up, because the direction to me is Every single day when it's time to go to school, she cries. The teacher was present and seen it, did nothing. Okay? They disciplined her as if she did something and wouldn't let her ride on the bus, which, of course, you know, mama leaving work, all what that looks like. But
yeah,
the kid. And so with a very small portion, retaliating and violence, bro, put it in a snapshot. Like, where are we with this? What do you think about, first off, what I just said? What are your thoughts?
Man, it's wild. Like, to see a child going through bullying on all sides of the fence. And normally, you know, the teachers, the counselors, you know, they're supposed to be protectors.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that any child that looks different, whether they're too tall, too short, too pretty, too ugly, short hair, long hair, it really doesn't matter. Kids, man, yo, let's keep it 100, man. Kids are some of the cruelest people on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start to amplify that, you know what I'm saying, they get crowd cojones, you know what I'm saying?
Very true.
And crowd cojones is just when, if I was by myself, I wouldn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
But now, since I got a crowd watching me, I'm trying to be big man, a big chick on the block, you know, and then I'm trying to run with a crew. Now I'm amped up.
Yeah.
Amped up on things that I normally wouldn't do. Side of that, man, to single this child out as a teacher, as a principal, to not let this child go about their daily routine only adds to the stress level.
Correct.
Now look, man, I'm not saying that I'll ever want my child to go in the safe or go into the mattress and, you know, grab one of them things and feel like, well, ain't nobody else doing nothing for me. It's time for me to take action myself. Man,
yeah.
It's a sad day in this world, man, when a child feels like that is their last resort. Parents not listening.
Yeah.
You know, other faculty members not listening. And then on top of that, to be blamed as the root cause. Like, I'm sitting in my desk, and you know what? Let's just take a step back. Regardless if I may had or may not before this class, you know, at home on our free time, we wasn't in school.
Yeah.
But you put your hands on me. Now, whatever happened, I didn't put my hands on you in the class. You put your hands on me in the class. And now a teacher who's supposed to abide by the handbook of no bullying. It's a policy.
It's a policy. A handbook that's, and it actually got issued out twice this year. Twice, bro. It lays out how everything is supposed to take place and that teacher is not only supposed to report it, it says it gives the urgency on when they're supposed to report it. So that their particular, this school's handbook is specific in saying that they need to report it immediately. But if for some reason it can't be immediate, it has to be done within two business school days, within two school days. That the principal is the building designated person that is to receive and then investigate.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just went on and laid out. So these are bylaws that have been created by them, and they're choosing not to abide by them. It's now impacting the students. You have bullying that's taking place. Somebody's depressed. They're crying. Don't want to even deal with school. How much longer before somebody says, I'm going to take it into my own hands? And then it impacts, like we said before, not just the person committing the act of violence, the victim, but the students, even if they weren't, you know, present to see it, the mental anguish.
Yeah.
It's going to stay with you.
So, bro, season one, man, you said something that really factors into this, and I want y'all to play to just look at it and play along with it and look at it from this particular spectrum. I believe you stated that the human mind is not fully developed until it's what, 24?
25.
Okay, yeah. 25.
Yep.
All right. So y'all think about this. A child is getting bullied. Their hormones and things are still racing, raging. You know, they got a million different things going through their head. They have school and society trying to figure out who they are as a person. How do I fit right. into society? How do I fit in at my home? So children, man, have a billion different things going through their head. And again, we just made the statement. Human mind is not fully developed until it's 24.
Mm-hmm.
This child can react in such a way that we grown-ups see horrific. Oh, I didn't have to take all that. Oh, that's yeah. just too hard. But in this undeveloped child's mind, I am simply protecting myself. I'm tired. I can't get on the bus.
Yeah.
I can't go to class. I can't hop on the internet. I
no
can't
rest.
Lunch. You know, yeah. like, why is my life being turned upside down? Well,
right.
you know what? At this point in time, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to act. I went to this person. People have firsthand accounts, but I'm chosen as the aggressor. People have firsthand accounts, but I'm the one that's punished. People have saw firsthand of somebody putting their hands on me and have done nothing. So mm-hmm. now, in this undeveloped child's mind, in this baby's mind, man, when I come and I bring my wrath, you was supposed to protect me. You're going to get it too.
Yeah. I can't depend on anybody else because I've tried. I put my faith in everybody. And remember the episode we just talked about, the violence in schools? And one of the sections I broke down was teachers to students. And I mentioned that a lot of this could be because of the broken relationship. Sometimes it could be because the teacher's trying to have an inappropriate relationship. We have the statistics where they're touching on the kids. At least 1 out of 10 have been touched inappropriately. And so now I've tried to do the right thing again, and I'm telling you, you're seeing it. Nobody's doing anything. I can't trust anybody. And if I can't trust anybody, who's going to protect me but me? So
I feel like the worst thing that you can do in the world is violate a child's trust.
Facts. It can never be repaired. And that's bars, bro. Bro, the time is 8:18, man. Let's pull the brakes up on this thing real quick. Let's go to our first commercial break. And listeners, when we come back, man, we're going to jump right back into this thing and do what we do.
All right. Let's get it.
Have you ever been in a situation and needed to be a little bit of emotional but just couldn't seem to tap in? Possibly needed to back your way out of a lie and show them that you're telling the truth by crying? Well, have no fears. Cry No More is here, made from real baby tears. The organic, all-natural substance you'll take once a day, and it'll produce tears on the spot. It'll get those tear ducts flowing. May cause side effects including internal bleeding, diarrhea, hemorrhaging of the belly button, eyelash removal, hair removal, back fat removal, toes falling off, and also bad breath. Cry No More, real organic tears. Never be stranded again.
Y'all ready for this?
Don't be a punk, and I'll let it play, cause dress is funky and I'm
am not a jackass, meaning not a donkey, so I will play the game.
Yo, what you think about that, my boy?
Hey, as soon as the first three notes, I already knew what it was. Man, I had to send a request. Hey, I need a drink. Let me, cause it's time to party. Hey,
hey, that ain't it though. You already know me.
Hey, DOC was my dude.
So you know if this is how I'm starting. Imagine how I'm going in.
Yeah, funky enough, bro. I remember when my brother called me, man, when he had his motorcycle accident, lost his voice. That when he got hurt, when he had stopped rapping, he had that accident.
Yeah.
So, man, big bro called me. He's like, man, you heard about the DOC, man? You know we country. That's my joint, bro. I'm digging that. Lifers, we back. You got to love the way that kicked off. Victim to victory. Road starts now. So if you're just now tuning in, you once again rocking with the best Life We Life podcast. And we just got done kind of breaking down what happens from that bullying standpoint when everything has pretty much went out the window. All the attempts to defuse, de-escalate, sidestep, avoid, and you have been backed into this corner. So, bro, I want to, for the next 15 or so odd minutes, man, I want us to direct our attention to the parents of those that are being bullied. And I say that because in the midst of this conversation that I had with the mom, the level of anger I could tell, and I could only imagine I was angry. And it wasn't my child. You know what I mean? When you hear somebody's child is crying, when they don't have that desire to learn, because think about it, kids love to learn, especially at a younger age. Everybody wants to, oh, I know that. Who knows? And the whole classroom hand goes up. Everybody wants to learn. And here's a child that no longer wants to go learn. Her grades have diminished. She was a bright student, brilliant student. So I want to direct focus to these parents that are in a point and place of anger and ready to just set it off. You have the way we were raised and handling it. And then there's the way that really gets the results and the long-term effects that I want to talk about. So the very first thing I would encourage all parents to do, especially when you're starting the process of talking to the school board, admin, whatever, it is first remain calm. Understand that it is a very emotional topic and the situation and circumstances you're in, but you have to remain calm. If you keep your language clean and your body, your actual body language of a non-threat, and again, your tone. Now they have to deal with you. If you're irate, cussing, seem to be out of control, you can be dismissed. Ma'am, sir, I can't deal with you like this. I apologize. If you need da-da-da-da-da, make an appointment. And now I have a reason to discontinue that conversation. And if you continue, have you removed by, you know, school authority, or a lot of times it's being by the local police. So I want you guys to remain calm. The second thing is you talk to your child in first and last name of every child that has done something of that bullying nature, every teacher and the subject that they teach that knew about it or was spoken to, seen, heard, whatever you want to call it, whatever information was given back to the child. Oh, just leave them alone. Ignore them, whatever that child was told to do, you write all of that down, and you're going to send an email to that school's principal. Now, you'll give adequate amount of days, you know, maybe a response, and now we're going to set up a face-to-face, okay? So now at this particular point, I have a timestamp and a whole recap of the conversation via email. I have you acknowledging the receipt of it, and it's been communicated we will therefore meet in person. And you do all that because anytime as he say, she say, we can always, you know, debate on whether it did or didn't happen. But this is, you hear me, it speaks volumes. So you do that. And then the last thing, parents, that you do is you use their own phrasing against them. Mm-hmm. Whatever that school is, if you go to their website, there is a parent and a student handbook. And pretty much any topic that you could really be dealing with as an issue is covered in there. It covers everything from what it is, so there's no issues about why I didn't know. It describes, and it even goes so far to say that the school is under, your child is under the supervision of the school during school hours, even if they're en route to school. So if you have a walker and your child is walking to school, ain't even made it on the property yet, their handbook is stating, we're still looking over your child. And it talks about how things are set to be communicated. It talks about the time frame. It talks about the information that should be going back to not only the students involved, but even the parents. It says that that child itself, given the opportunity to dismiss it, admit the fault, or and also give their perspective. So that's my direction on how it needs to be handled. And I can promise you, if you follow those steps and then you continue to drive that force, there is a school board, a board of education. Okay. You have all these people that are in place. Utilize them, get their information. And again, you just forward the emails and communicate down the line, and you make people have to account for what they said. Bro, let me get your ideas, man. What are you feeling?
Man, I feel the same thing. And on top of that, so you got to kind of flip the script as well. So imagine if your child got into a fight and they suspend your child, part of the handbook, you know what I'm saying? Violence is not tolerated, yada, yada, yada.
Exactly.
So also, when you send that email, you also throw their words back at them per your handbook that was given to all parents and students at orientation, and in some cases, some things had to be signed.
True. It has to be, because it has to be an acknowledged. And right there, but do you understand why? Because I read it in the handbook myself. It has to be all documented because it is not only state, it is a part of the federal requirements.
Yeah. Now, as this thing starts to gather speed, man, like, teachers that are involved, man. So I know we got a show coming up, you know, later on in the season, man, about our teachers, man, but I feel like that a lot of our teachers are not properly equipped to handle today's society. You know what I'm saying? Some schools, man, you go into the schools, you can't tell the teachers from the students.
Mm-hmm.
Except they got a lanyard around their neck. You know what I'm saying? They dress like them. They walk like them. They talk like them. And I understand.
Teeth, more, that's really about it. Teeth is more aged.
You know, but it's just really something, man, to have to be in that predicament, to have to go through these extremes for your child to feel safe. Like, because I have to take off work, which means, you know, I'm a single parent. I'm already trying to do it solo bolo. You put my job in jeopardy, my livelihood in jeopardy, because you do not want to follow the statutes and the limitations and the terms and conditions that you set.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to be real frank. My freshman year at ROTC, and I got kicked out, of course, but that's neither here nor you know, they're mind your business. But cat on the bus, man, that was bullying me. So, you know, we had an actual school bus at that point in time. Dude, I never forget his name, man. He stayed off with the Volliver, man. Dude's name was Fred. And, you know, I was 5'5", 5'6" at the time. You know, I was a little dude. This dude, he probably at least 6 foot. And the reason why I'm telling this story, y'all, because I want to give a small peek in the window of somebody who was being bullied. So I got so tired of Fred bullying me, man. I took a knife to school. My right hand, y'all, I took a knife to school. It was a little bitty paring knife.
Yeah.
Something that I could hide in my shoe. ROTC, we didn't have metal detectors then. So, you know, you could slide up in the school. So going about my school day, it's time to get back on the bus to go home. I put the knife in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Fred walked up to my seat, was talking that gang. And this had been going on, man, for probably about a month plus. I pulled out the knife. And I remember, man, when I pulled out the knife, the people on the bus, like, scattered.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't believe it. So Fred reached to try to take the knife, and I swiped, and I slashed his hand. And I'll never forget, right on Devolver and Waterman, there's a bank right there. The bus driver put us off. Bus driver put us off the bus. He said, y'all got to get off the bus with that. Now, think about this, y'all. Think about this. This was a school bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
Put us off the bus. I'm scared to go back to school the next day because I'm thinking, like, man, the bus driver is cold. I got a weapon at school. I go back to school the next day. Nothing. Nothing. Fred,
wow.
To some extent, he was like, okay, I'm going to leave him alone. He ain't all the way there. No, my boy, I was pushed. I was pushed to a point of I felt like I had to defend myself. Now, put that into today's world where kids have access to guns.
True.
Where kids have access to social media, to Google, to where they can Google certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, did you know if you had a 3D printer, you can print a gun?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. And the crazy thing about it is, the way the 3D printer can work, you don't have to print the actual gun. You print the parts. And then you get home and you put the gun together.
Together, yeah.
A plastic 3D gun, man. So.
And see, say hi, shoot. It's plastic.
Yeah. You'll see if your boy run up. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all.
Hey, big man.
Now, I feel like we should shift the focus just a little bit as well.
Okay.
Parents. We know our children. You know what I'm saying? We know their attributes.
Mm-hmm.
We know our kids swag, how they carry themselves, especially if they got siblings. You know what I'm saying? You can see it around the house, the aggression, the anger, them talking to their sibling, and sometimes even try to talk to the parent a certain way. You can hear them when they're playing the game, how they talk to their friends. And see, we haven't checked phones in a minute, but we used to be phone checkers.
Yeah, big facts.
I pay the phone, man. Let me snatch this mug. Let me see what you got popping in your life. So parents were partly responsible as well. Because if we know the dynamic of our child, man, and we know our child is aggressive, because maybe we're aggressive.
Yeah.
Maybe we carry ourselves in a type of way. Maybe we talk to our children in a manner that when they get it, they're trying to give it off to the next person. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Or the last thing, bro, and this is something that you, and when I say this, you're going to be like, uh-huh. Or what about them parents that encourage the foolish because they want to see their kid wild out low-key because they was lame and soft in school and they was the one getting bullied. So now it's like, nah, my son ain't finna be no punk. He finna be this, da, 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 da. And you teaching him how to do all the things that you wish you knew how to do, you're encouraging it. Go over there and punch. He did what? Took your cookie. go over there and punch him in his face.
Yeah.
I see parents do that.
Yep. And then a lot of the kids stay in the same neighborhood within blocks of one another. Now, back in our day, we didn't have social media. So, to an extent, when we got home from school that day, we was able to kind of put our guard down and relax.
Yeah.
Now with social media, man, you know, kids are on TikTok, kids are on, you know, Twitter, formerly known as X, kids are on everything. But to not feel safe with your own phone in your hand, your own tablet in your hand, your own computer, that's a straight invasion of privacy, man.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Yo, you know what? I'm going to take it to the extreme before this break.
Let's do it.
So think about it, man. What you talked about earlier on how the social media, you know, the video was put out there.
Yeah.
You can almost view that as a terrorist threat.
Yeah. And that's why I was being pursued like that. You know, when you come from like, I'm not going to say necessarily street, but when you come from a like, I'm going to handle it this way, that whole snitching is something you don't do. But when I found out that they put that child's picture on social media,
mm-hmm.
and then you had the nerve to be disrespectful and say, she ain't this, she ain't that, call her out her name. So my thing is, I tell you, so my direction to the parent was, hey, after you do all these things I'm saying and check in with the principal, the superintendent, the board of directors, all of that, then you're going to file an assault case on that kid. And I know some people be like, man, it's a child. You're right. But the problem is, guess what? It's a whole lot of people that is out here hurting themselves, self-harming because they being bullied in school. And ain't nobody doing anything about it. And it's in front of the teacher wasn't doing nothing. And your policy say you supposed to tell the principal and you supposed to do it immediately. And if for some reason it can't be immediate within 2 school days.
Yeah.
And there needs to be a report done and follow up on the children. But instead of doing all of that, you hold this child accountable, put them in the office like they did something wrong, prevent them from getting on the bus like they did something wrong. You talk about insult to injury, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all hit this little girl in the face, calling her ugly, calling her this and that. And whatever you got, it's only because your parents is fortunate enough to still be blessed. Because most people are only one paycheck away from whatever you clowning this kid about. It starts with the parents. It's the parents, bro. It's the parents. It's the parents. Because we too busy thinking this stuff is cool ourselves. We too busy talking about other people. They talking about folks in church. Talking about folks at the job. Talking about you talking. And then you get so bold, you putting the phone in their face, disrespecting them. This is where it's at, bro. But like I said, the victim to victory, the road that's starting, whatever the law says you can do, do it.
Yes, sir.
Because maybe then that'll wake the parent up that's letting a child hit another child in the face, bully them online to where that mama child is talking about they cry every day before school. Man, come on, really?
Yeah.
You don't know the tendencies of your child?
You know what?
Yeah.
Put a pin. We're going to pick right back up there after the break, all right?
Big facts.
Bet.
That's when you had enough of.
Yeah.
Can I get hot when you hit the jackpot? Surely I can if you the man. I get loose and produce large amounts of juice. Can you get used to that or do you need a boost of energy to enter me and get it on? You're getting warm, I can feel you getting closer. Now baby, down this mimosa. You better believe it's time to give a toast to the woman of the decade. Too bad to be played. Get vexed and I'm bound to throw shade all over your body. Whose body? Your body. I can rock a party like nobody. Leaving time and take home the loot. Choose my boot. Now let me take sight to your love and the light. Life ain't all that unless you're doing it right.
Come on.
Now who from the chosen shall I choose? Yeah, now you wish you was in his shoes. I found me a new this year that knows how to handle this.
You know about that, my boy?
Yeah. Hey, MC Light was an Autobot.
Hey.
Yeah. Big facts. MC Light, shout out. She was an Autobot, bro. Like, yeah. More.
Decepticon.
And I'm not mad at her. Hey, listen. I'm really big into tonight's topic, bro. And I know it's got a lot of peaks and valleys, a lot of things that's really, you know, will upset you as a parent. Some things that make you be like, okay, I need to start doing this. But I really say, you know, this is a call to action, man. This is something that we as parents need to challenge every parent, every adult to do. Even if you're not a parent, if you're an aunt, if you're an uncle, you know, a big cousin, you should be having conversations, man. You see interactions between kids and you see if somebody's trying to insert their dominance. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
One of the biggest takeaways from last episode, you know, we talked about it ain't got nothing to do with me and mine's, but everything deals with me and mine's if it pertains to them and theirs, and that's the same way here. Like, you can't have that don't have nothing to do with me mentality, because the very thing that you're not concerned about could be the one that's challenging your very existence. Because like you said, hey, you reach a certain point, if you get so angry, yeah, you're going to start looking to hurt the people that have hurt you. But in the back of your mind, once the realization happens that, hey, I feel like you knew about it, and even though you didn't do it to me, you did not prevent them from doing it, so you're in the same boat. So this thing, man, can impact so many. Before we went to last break, you were speaking on teachers not being equipped. And so something that came to my mind, bro, is the teachers not being equipped, cool. Is it because they're not concerned with what's taking place? Are they not educated enough? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they might have did the bare minimum, you know what I'm saying, to become a substitute teacher or become that full-time teacher, but maybe they're not educated enough in that area of expertise. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, their subject is math. You know, that's their specialty. But do you have the ability to relate that math to multiple learning methods, multiple personalities? Because that's a part of it too. A teacher is not just a person that's able to say, I know this information, I can tell everybody. No, it's I can tell everybody, but how can I then customize this order so that you can digest it? Okay, and then the last part would be placement. You know what I'm saying? Similar to like cops, is it, you know what I'm saying? You probably should be maybe in the suburbs versus the urban community. You know what I'm saying? What is it? What do you say? So when you say teachers aren't equipped, bro, like, man, fine tune that thing, man, like two twister that thing for me. Let me get a little bit on that.
So a little bit about teachers are not equipped because they have their own problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't gonna go down the rabbit hole because I know we're gonna talk about it later, but taking my pay because the school district is not giving the school the supplies that they need. And I see kids that are going without, and I'm digging into my pocket. But I got bills. I may have kids. I have problems with my own. I remember back in the day, man, when I was in school, I would say 90% of my teachers were older, and I'm talking about like, you know, 30, 40 and up.
Yeah.
To where their life was kind of established. You know, they had a husband that worked at, or a wife that worked at GM or Boeing or something. You know what I'm saying? They was straight. Like, I'm teaching because it's for the love. I'm not teaching for a job. So
yeah.
When you take nowadays type teachers, and y'all, I'm like, y'all know me, man. You're coming to full quarters. Some teachers nowadays are too busy trying to romanticize our kids.
Mm.
Some teachers nowadays are so busy trying to figure out what the parents are doing and how they can get with the parents. Some teachers are too busy not worried about the curriculum and making sure that our child is equipped to go to the next stage. They're just trying to pass them on and get them out their hair and get to the end of the school year. Teachers have problems too. And if the world doesn't come football, but we can only pay a teacher $36,000 to teach?
Something wrong.
We're putting our kids at a disadvantage. Man, a lot of times, teachers, you know, I was on it was on a news report, man, because I look at this stuff a lot, that a teacher needs to go on maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
And the district pretty much make the teacher make a choice. We'll accommodate you, but you got to keep teaching to the end of the school year. They're the foundation of America, man. No,
you would think so, right?
Yeah, so.
I mean, if the value isn't with them, and they're the ones who are teaching every, so you trying to tell me the person that you want to operate on your mama, the person that you expecting to build this building downtown that over 2,000 people's jobs will be hosted in, the airplane that's constructed to carry all these souls safely. You telling me that there's only a $40,000 value placed on that, bro? $40,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's absolutely no way that you can give, or matter of fact, let me restate what I'm gonna say, and I'm gonna kick it back. There's no way somebody, anybody, the government, whoever, can justify paying teachers the wages that they pay them and the importance that is placed upon every person that they're taught to teach. The personalities, the things to look out for, all these things, 40,000, bro?
Yeah.
1 month of Didi's child support?
Yeah. Man, I look at our teachers nowadays, man, and, you know, I try to make sure that my kids go out equipped mentally, physically, socially, you know, whatever they need that's on the list. Because you see that a lot of parents don't care. You know, my wife is in daycare,
mm-hmm.
and she tells me all the time, even on that level, they're underpaid to where when things come up, when parties, because parents are not making the funds that they need to contribute. But some parents just don't want to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten to the point to where it's leave no child behind. But look, if this child thinks that 2 + 2 is green, child needs to be left behind.
Yeah, until they get it right. And sometimes, and shout out to her industry, bro. Because we talking about teachers, and I understand that early child educators are just as critical, if not more, because sometimes the parents aren't they're not a part of that kid's life at all. And it reminds me of the scenario where this was last year, because somebody's parent her to be the child's friend versus the mama. Now you have a 10-year-old who has delivered a baby.
Yeah.
Man. These people are valuable, guys, because sometimes they are the last level of defense, or I should really say the first line of defense, when there is a, yeah, it should be, when there's an inadequate parent or parents, or you know what I'm saying, in the home.
Man, I'm going to say this. To any parent that's out there that's going through a situation of your child being bullied, I know it's emotional. I know it's hard. I know that it's to figure out, why my child? Why does my child deserve this? We have to understand, like you said earlier, bro, that all households are not built the same. And it's a shame that we got to prepare our kids in first and second grade for them to get thick skin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kids teasing. Kids are always going to have a light tease based on shoes, clothes, things like that. But if you notice, kids don't prefer color. Kids don't prefer anything, but this is my friend.
Yeah,
when they start getting into class of poor or middle class or rich, that comes from parents. That comes from the older people around them. Y'all, we've given the blueprint tonight on how to handle those type of situations. As bro said, I know a lot of us are so emotional about our kids and so protective that we want to go in and just, you know, blazing fire.
Yeah, tear the club up.
We got to hold our horses, man, and do things the right way. Because at the end of the day, you can end up doing your kid more harm than you can good. So, man, we're going to kick this last song to these phone lines. We're going to tip our cap. What you think?
Man, all good. Might as well do the cap. I done did the Southern.
Aha! All right, let's get it then.
Let go. Jumping like I really could dig that. And I guess after he had his little, you know, legal situation, and the lyrics just kind of took on a different form for me, bro. And, and I began to question why we would say these things. Now, you, I just, I got questions. When you Mr. Mystical make the comment, I came in with that thing in my hand. Don't make me leave out with my foot. I don't understand why you would open the line like that. So I don't know, bro. Anybody in Mystical Camp, man, if y'all can, you know, respectfully let him know, we would really love to find out what was the thought process behind that line. I came in with my in my hand.
Look here.
I just feel like if we were supposed to be done with R. Kelly.
See, that was before him. But you know what?
But you can't eat. You ain't supposed to eat Subway because, you know, Jared.
Because it's Jared, you know. But
it's Jared.
Hey, but since Jared left, Subway trash.
I will say.
Yeah, man.
I got a lot on that, but I'm just going to, for the sake of my listeners. And we steadily gaining new support and sponsors and followers.
So the topic tonight, man, was Victim to Victory, and we talked about bullying in schools and, you know, preventions, how to take action, what happens if it's your child. So, yeah, we're going to hit these phone lines real quick, man. We just want to hear your thoughts. Of course, if you just came in, every show archives, man, you can catch it. We're going to post a link on our Facebook page afterwards. So here we go.
Yeah.
What's up, Life? Are you live on Life Be Life, and how you doing?
Are you talking to me? It's your
friend.
Hey.
What's up, stranger?
What up?
I know. I have missed y'all so much because I've been tripping. My bad.
Man, I was a stranger danger.
Yeah.
I know. So about everything that y'all talked about, I'm going to start at the bottom where we were talking about how we overpay these athletes. And we underpaid the people that we should pay, which are these teachers who these people send their bad kids to school for me to take care of. But sidebar, bullying.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back up there. That's just a sad state of affairs. And I honestly wish that there was somewhere to start with fixing that. Like, how do we even fix that at this point? Like, these kids aren't being disciplined at home, but then they being bullied at home. Then they take that to school and they passing that off on Tommy because I'm going to beat Tommy up because my dad's beating my butt at home. Like, wow. The society as a whole is just, wow. There's only so many me, you, and Tony's out there, DJ, is all I got to say. People aren't raising their kids, and that just puts everybody at a disadvantage. I mean, wow. You how do you stop bullying if there's nobody being held accountable at the end of the day. Nobody holds anybody accountable anymore. It's Tommy's fault. It's Bobby's fault. It starts at home, man. It starts at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I got to say.
It's a whole lot of kids that are bullies at school, but they're getting bullied at home because that parent is giving them all the aggression of, you know, whether it's work. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, the boss is getting on their nerves, taking advantage of them. But absolutely. Relationship or lack thereof. You know what I'm saying? Financial woes.
Being bullied by older siblings because siblings are annoyed that they have to raise these kids that they did not make.
Absolutely. Or, you hit that. Or they're made to be mama because we got my son has a friend like that now. Can't hardly play. Because he's set to look after this little two-year-old baby that we a lot of times are sitting in front of our house, and all of a sudden, here come this little boy in some diapers cutting his corner. Why are you walking down the street where, this is real rap, bro. I know you thought baby kids, but I'm dead serious. Hey, you want to go play ball? I can't. I got to go feed such and such. But I'm looking at your little mama anyway. So, yeah, Carly, you hit that right on the money with that.
Hey, we appreciate your thoughts. Hey, you need to start coming back around because we've been missing.
Hey,
I know I'm back. I'm back. I got my alarm back on. I turned the alarm on when y'all took y'all hiatus, and I didn't turn it back on.
Come back.
I'm here. I'm back.
I will catch you next week. Appreciate you.
Flip side.
All right, y'all. Y'all know who I'm finna bring on. It's the love of my life. What's up, love?
Hey.
Young Neezy.
Just because you in
here.
What it do?
Because you're in early childhood education, man. I want you to speak on it.
Congratulations and thank you, first off. Thank you. Thank you. And not just because she's in that industry, but I know firsthand because she cares and she treats your child and other children like they her child.
That's true. Tired of having little kids in my house.
You hear me? And they ain't just eating noodles. They ain't just eating noodles. I know they might eat noodles at your house, but when she's caring for your kids, they are learning. They're eating vegetables. You know those green things that don't come out the microwave. I know that's a shock for a lot of parents, but we're talking about your kids get fed things that don't come with a lot of gluten and hydroglycerides.
Yeah, well, cut it out.
Okay.
Well, it's my gift. It's my passion. That's what it is. I love the children, but some of this bullying comes from seeing their parents bully. So in order to fit in with my mama or to fit into my family and not feel like I'm an outsider, I have to do what's being displayed before me. So if my mama bullying, my daddy bullying, or my mama boyfriend bullying everybody,
it might be the thing that they feel will make you like me. I can't do jack right. I never get attention, but when I act up or I go off with somebody, you attaboy me. I don't got the same daddy as the other three kids you got. You know, us four younger kids, we all got different daddies. So this is how I associate with y'all upper three.
Yeah,
I see it a lot. They bullying other kids because they're not getting taught at home. So because I'm not as smart as the other kids, I'm going to act up and I'm going to bully them because they're smarter than me. It's a lot that goes on. And it starts in early child care.
Mm-hmm.
But if the teachers are not communicating with the parents and then we getting on one accord and becoming their village, it's going to continue to happen. Because we're at this age where can't nobody tell me nothing about my child. I know my kid. My kid don't do this at home. They only do it at school. No, they're doing what they're seeing at home, at school, sweetheart. But I can go on for days. I'm not. I love my babies, but we have got to get a hold to this bullying one way or another.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks, love.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got a new caller calling from the 302 area code. Good evening. You're live on Life Be Lifing.
Good evening, guys. How are
you? Good. And yourself?
Doing well. This is my first time here, and the topic is very interesting and very meaningful to me because I'm a parent of an autistic child that was bullied most of her life.
Wow.
And it's very hard to turn the other cheek, which is what I was teaching her initially. I always taught her, you know what, if they pull your hair, say, please stop that. I don't like what you're doing. You're hurting me, and tell the teacher. It got to the point where this child had to run home off the school bus every evening. It got to the point where I had to leave work to be at the bus stop when she gets off to say, no, you're not going to run. You're going to walk home. She's had a lot of things done to her, and knowingly to the teachers and the principal, because I've made them aware of all the instances that were happening, even the things that happened in school while I wasn't there. And nobody did anything. All they did was say, you know, hey, we're going to go ahead and speak with the parents, and come to find out that was not the truth. So at what point as a parent do you step in and say, no, enough is enough. My child will not be the one that goes 6 feet under, whether by, you know, harming themselves or somebody else doing it to them. You know, so I had to step in as a parent. And with that being said, I found the parents myself and, you know, spoke to them. I went to them and said, hey, this is what's going on. A couple were receptive, some weren't. And the bullying continued. And, of course, you know, it started affecting my kid in a certain way. And, you know, the truth is teachers aren't doing a lot of the things that they should do. And my hat's off to them because I see them as the real celebrities of the world, not the basketball players, not the football players. Of course, nothing against them, but 7 hours out of the day, you're a parent to them in a sense. So I expect you to keep it as a safe space as possible. You know, so, I mean, I completely hear what you guys are saying, but if the teachers aren't doing anything, as a parent, you have to step up and defend your kid.
Yeah. So question, I know you mentioned, so you know, you're talking to some of the parents and some parents are receptive, some weren't. So those parents that weren't receptive and some just don't, I'm going to assume, believe, you know, what you're saying, my child can never. But then I've seen some parents have like this, they got this disposition, this nastiness about them, like, okay, Ann, what do you want? Tell your kid to toughen up. You know, did you encounter that, or like what did those that didn't really take heed to what you were saying, like, what did that look like?
So it's so funny that a couple of the parents that were friends, I had to approach one of them and say, hey, this is what's going on. She brought her child to the door. She said, listen, if I ever hear that you're doing this again, you're in trouble. Thank you. And I said, you know, I'm just going to go over and speak to your friend. She's like, well, good luck with that.
Mm.
When she said that, I knew what was coming, but I still went anyway because I have to be the biggest advocate for my kid. Ooh. So rang her bell. She opened the window upstairs. She's like, yes, can I help you? So I said, you know, hi, I'm such and such's mom. She knows me. I said, you know, I just wanted to make you aware of something that's happening between your daughter and mine. She's like, I don't care what you have to say. You need to move from in front of my door. I said, look, I'm going to tell you this one time and one time only. Either you curb the situation, I'm going to have to curb it for you.
Mm.
And that's how I dealt with that.
Mm. I'm going to say this, man. And lifers, you know what? Since we got this caller on the phone, we go take up a couple extra minutes. We do apologize in advance. Y'all can always catch the archive if you got to go. We're going to spend another couple of minutes with this parent real quick, just because, as she's stating, this is very important right here, y'all. This is straight from the source. So, Carla, as a parent and as this was happening, you know, what were the effects on you? How did you feel as a parent?
Oh, I was upset. I was really upset. Because from one adult to another, it's different with the kids and, you know, a kid picking on another kid.
Mm-hmm.
They, a lot of times, don't know better, but the parent should.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For my child's sake and for your child's sake, let's come together and speak to both our children and come to an amicable situation so that this doesn't blow out of proportion. And
absolutely.
She didn't want that.
That's an easy resolve.
Should be.
Absolutely.
You don't even have to go
right.
to the child as if you're saying your kid necessarily did something wrong. Hey, son, daughter, I'm not saying you did. However, if this is what's taking, even if they wanted to take the I don't admit fault road, it's a conversation that can be easily had.
Yep. Fix it.
Exactly.
So when did it get better?
Exactly.
What was the change did she just age out? Like what turned around?
The turning point for that was I dropped my daughter to the bus stop one day because now I have to secure my kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting in the vehicle. And my daughter was shaking, scared to go outside. I was like, no, go ahead. Go inside. Stand with them at the bus stop. It's okay. Mommy's here. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. My daughter goes out of the vehicle. The little girl proceeds to laugh with her other little friend, call her mom on the phone, and started showing her mom that my daughter's at the bus stop on FaceTime.
Mm.
So
wow.
I was just like, wait a minute, what's going on here? So I get out of my vehicle, and I said, Naya, let's go. That's my daughter. And I heard the mom say, you F-N-B-I-T-C-S. I said, hold up, wait a minute.
What?
I said, I know you're not talking to me. I said, first of all, I know where you live at. Let's keep it clipped. Let's keep it cute. So from that situation where both of us had a little argument over the phone, unfortunately, in front of the kids, it wasn't nothing crazy, but that was the turning point because at that point she saw that I was not playing when it comes to my kids, you know. So after that, everything just kind of dispersed, and they never bothered her again.
You know what? Too many times,
thank
man,
you.
Parents send their kids out, you're going to be okay. Don't worry about it. They'll get over it. They'll get tired of messing with you sooner or later. And see, I used to get bullied because I didn't have siblings. You know what I'm saying? Can't try me now, but, mm-hmm. you know, so I really appreciate you, number one, for having the courage. I know who you are. You know who I am. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But yes.
I just appreciate the courage just to come on for the first time out the blue and just, you know, have the strength and the courage to tell your story. And we're here every Wednesday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. If you had a final remark as we get ready to close out to children, parents, the school, whichever one you want to pick, what would your statement be?
My statement would be that parents, you need to be more of an advocate for your kids or your children, because had I not done that, I probably would be sitting here today telling a very different story. My child probably wouldn't be here. And the reason I say that with, unfortunately, confidence is there were two other little girls on that block that ended up in mental institutions.
Wow.
They were self-harming, and both these little girls would come to me and say, hey, this is what's happening. And I'm like, wait a minute, where's mom? Where's dad? Do they know? And the kids would tell me, no. And I know there are reasons why those parents mm-hmm. didn't know, or they didn't feel comfortable going to those parents. Because like mm-hmm. you said, they'll tell them, hey, it's okay, don't worry about it. And unfortunately, those two beautiful little girls, they're great right now, but the parents didn't even have a say-so as to whether or not their children ended up in that mental institution. The school.
Wow.
The school were the ones that said, no, we have to, we saw this happening, and we're going to have to recommend that they go here.
They took over as the appropriate guardian because they deemed that nobody was protecting this child. And so all the
exactly.
medical and everything, it went there. And that's sad. It's heartbreaking. And it's really, again, it's a disservice that we're doing to our children. And you mentioned that you knew why they couldn't tell those parents. But this is why we need a greater support system that goes beyond point one and point two of mom and dad, you know, whether it's grandparents, aunts, uncles, parents, where's your best friends? Y'all always calling each other sister and brother. If they don't have a relationship with your kids that's truly acknowledged as an auntie or uncle capacity, you probably want to chin check that relationship. Is this really brother and sister type of vibe?
Yeah,
my thoughts.
Well,
I agree.
We appreciate you. We here every Wednesday night. It gets like this, man. It gets deep. So, again, we applaud your courage. And you got the website I gave you earlier. Please go out, check out the archives.
Yes.
I guarantee that there is meat out there for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you both.
Thank
we
you, Mom. Great
you.
Job.
All right, y'all. It's soapbox time, man. Who kicking off the soapbox, me or you?
Hey, man, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. When it comes to me, man, I really feel like she said everything that I could have said to this on firsthand. So I'm really good. I want everybody, if you're trying to figure out what the soapbox needs to be, you need to back this recording up, this live taping, back it up about 11 minutes. And listen to that young lady as she gave you firsthand reasoning from the parents' perspective. We got our perspective and our thoughts and our opinions. And I'm taking what people are saying and processing it so that everybody else can receive it. And bro is doing the same thing as we're bringing you Life Be Life and podcast. But this is a person saying, look, I was right here in the midst of it. My child was the example that you're saying. Here's two other kids that I knew that I witnessed the extreme. God forbid, and we're at this point thankful that they didn't reach a point to where they said, you know what, I'm not gonna self harm. I'm gonna harm those that's harming myself.
Yeah.
So I'm good, bro. I'm good.
And I'll say this, and this is a quote from the last speaker, the life in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we hope that throughout these last seasons, man, that we've been able to help you navigate whatever course of life, whether you headed to a storm, you in the midst of a storm, or you're coming out, that you're able to, I'm going to end it on this note, bro, that you're able to praise God, man, number one.
Yeah.
Because you never know, man. Like you talked about it earlier, you know what I'm saying, about our trip this past weekend.
Yeah.
24 hours later, man, it was a skating rink.
Big facts.
Sometimes, man, we just got to thank God for the small victories. A lot of times we thank for houses and cars and finances. But sometimes, man, we got to thank God for the things that didn't happen because our kids, man.
Things are seen and unseen is what we thank God for.
Our health could have diminished to where we're not able to take care of our kids.
Yeah.
Y'all, I know I don't, you know, we don't talk about God and stuff a lot. We just try to bring you the content. But y'all, don't get it twisted, man, just because we crack jokes and everything. God is still the forefront of everything that we do. And without him, there is no me. Without him, there is no we, bro.
Yeah, big facts.
So if you're not a praying parent, cover your children. Cover your children, man, because you never know what temptation lies out there.
Mm-hmm.
Cover your children, because some kids just don't come home and tell what's going on because of the atmosphere of the home. Cover your children, man, just because there are grown adults out there looking to prey on our kids.
Absolutely.
Cover your children, because there are other children that see the potential in your child that's looking to knock your child down. Not saying off a pedestal or anything, but they think highly of your child, and that's why they're trying to bring them down to their level.
Yeah.
In closing, life, go keep on lifing, and we're going to continue to be here to talk about it. I'm Tony D.
And I'm your host, D to the J. And y'all know I believe in God, because who else was going to make me this dope and fly? Yiddy, in the building like we ain't never. Peace and love.
Yes, sir. Until next time. You know where we go, B. We out of here.